Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Tes. The Daf starts, Tanu Rabbanan, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Loitzah Semes Lachnasas Kala. If someone's learning Torah, they should stop learning Torah in order to participate in bringing out the mace for a levaya, or achnasas kala, bringing the kala into the chuppah. Amru alav al Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, they said about Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Hashem avatal tamat Torah, he would stop learning Torah letzor semeso achnasas kala, in order to participate in a levaya of a mace, or a chasana of a kala. Vamedvar murim kishein sham kol tzarkai, that's only when they don't have all what they need for the levaya or the chasana. Avayeshem called tzarka e mevatlin. They have all what they need, you're not mevatl. Vakama called tzarka by levaya, how much is considered all tzarka? Amrav Shmuel ba'ina mishmeid rav tracer alf egarvi v'shisat of shipuri v'chuli. The Gemara brings the sheet of Rav Sheshes, k'nesinasa kach netilasa. The way the Torah was given, that's how the Torah should be given away. Manesinasa b'shishim ribui. Just like when the Torah is given with 600,000 people, kach netilasa b'shishim ribui. So too, when the Torah is taken away, a person that learns Torah is like the Torah, and he's taken away, there should be 600,000 people present. The Gemara says, Hani mili leman dekari v'tani. That's only to someone who learns Chumash and learns Mishnayis. Ava leman demasni, someone who teaches us, lesli shiura, there's no such thing as kol tzarkai. As many people as he has, he needs more, and everyone should mevatel tamat Torah to come to the levaya. Now, the Rosh over here, and the Rosh in Ksuvis, and the Ran over here and in Ksuvis, brings a shita that this din of Mevatel Talmud Torah is only a Rishus. It means he's allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. But if he wants to continue learning Torah and not participate in the Levaya, or the Chasna, he could. And the Rishayim there bring two rayas that it's a Rishus. First of all, it says, Amru alav Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, the Gemara says, Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi did it. If it's a chiyuv, what's a chiddush? Of course he did it. Everyone's mechuyev to do it. It's a chiddush, is mekayim, is chiyuvim. So Mamel Levaisis, it was a rishus, and it said that he had anhaga, even though, of course, learning Torah is so important, and Avadi was makshiv Torah so much, but his anhaga was to allow himself this leniency of bittul Torah in order to participate in the levaya or the chasana. Second raya is from the Gemara earlier, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Pshita meis mitzvah Talmud Torah meis mitzvah adif, because it is din of Mevatel Talmud Torah letzoras meis lachnasas kala. So there it says, meis mitzvah is adif. A meis mitzvah is a meis which has no kavim whatsoever. So it's mashman the Gemara, dafka a meis mitzvah supersedes Talmud Torah. But let's say someone's not a meis mitzvah, there are kavim, it's just to get a bigger levaya. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that every mace is adif. It says a mace mitzvah is adif. I says a regular mace is not adif. Aye, for exach the kasha, so what's the raya that a mace mitzvah is adif? Because it says mevatlin talmud Torah, leitzas a mace. This mevatlin talmud Torah is a rishus, like we're saying. And a mace mitzvah, the Gemara is trying to say it's a chiv, it's adif, it's kaidim. It's more than talmud Torah. So the rishayim say that it's like a sliding scale. Once you see that by a regular mace, which is not a mace mitzvah, you have reshus to be mevatel Torah in order to take out the mace, that would indicate that by a mace mitzvah, which has no kavim, avad it's a chiyuv. Because imtim salayma, that you're going to tell me that even if there's no kavim altogether, you're not mevatel Talmud Torah, you're not mechuyiv to mevatel Talmud Torah to bury him, so then it can't be that there would even be a reshus to mevatel Talmud Torah if there are kavim. But the Rosh and the Ran, they argue. They hold that if Adam of Atlan Talmud Torah, let's say, Semei, Sulachnas, it's called as a Chiv. It's a Chiv. It's not a Rishus. And that the Kasha was, so what's a Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi? The Ran says very simply that we bring the Raya for Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi to this din. The Brash is being Mechadish a din that Mevatlan Talmud Torah, let's say, Semei, Sulachnas, it's called. And the Mar is bringing a Maisa Rav to tell you that Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi did it. Vice versa. The Allah is that way. That you mechuyev to mevatel talmud Torah letzoras meis lachnasas kala. The Rosh says a little bit more that the rebus of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi is that you would think that's only for someone who's not terasiyum nase, someone who's not isaac exclusively in Torah. So he's mechuyev to mevatel talmud Torah letzoras hameis lachnasas kala. But someone who's terasiyum nase like Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, all he does is learn Torah. You would think in that case he's not mechuyev. Kamashmal, even Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi is terasiyum nase. it's still mevatel talmud Torah. And about the kasha from the Gemara and the Afgimel Mebeis that says meis mitzvah and doesn't say the other meisim, well, since the Gemara there was discussing meis mitzvah, so it mentions meis mitzvah, but avada means to include other meisim. Like you see, it brings the raya from a valentine material, let's say meis lachnasas kala, which lav dafka is meis mitzvah, and it's understood, the Gemara means that it should be self-understood, that it's the same din by meis mitzvah, that in both cases, you mechuyiv to mevatel talmud Torah. See, since you see mevatel talmud Torah for regular meis, so kolsh came to meis mitzvah, and the Gemara, they happen to be discussing the halachas of meis mitzvah, so that's why the Gemara says it by meis mitzvah. And the Gemara understands that it applies to other meisim as well. That's how the Paiskim Baskim. That's not a rishus, it's a chiyuv. There's an interesting machlekes achreinim in the gedder of the din. The Turi Evin and also the Rishon Litzion from the Arachayim HaKadosh, they both, Eifenart, they both say that what's up Shayim Avatal Talmud Torah for Yitzos and Meis, the Loch is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Talmud Torah is more chashiv than any mitzvah. What's up Shayim Tishim Avatal Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is a bigger mitzvah than Yitzos and Meis. They both are mechavim to the same vart. It's als Kavadat Torah. The Gemara early in the Afgimel Bei says a Kavadat Torah is bigger than Talmud Torah. Mainly here we're talking about Talman the Kari Vatani, Sinit Shishim Ribui, Kinesinasa Kachnatilasa, Talman the Masnechayim, which is less Vishiura. So there's an Indian of Kavanah Torah. Kavanah Torah is other from Talmud Torah. So going to the Levaya of a man the Kari Vatani, or man the Masnechayim, which is Kavanah Torah, that's why it's Deicha Talmud Torah. That's what they say. Chayrit Shushver, so what about Achnasis Kala? That's good, Atzos HaMeis is covered at Torah. But what happened to Achnasas Kala? Where's the covered at Torah there? So I was thinking, there's a Rashi in Ksuvus, Daf Chesem and Aleph, that says that the reason why we make a bracha Shakil Baral Chvaydai by a chasana is the covered at Amen HaSofim. He says that they're coming to be Goymul Chesed, and it's a zecher to the chesed that Hashem did that gave Chava to Adam, the Gevaldik Chesed, that Hashem created Chava, that Adam should have a wife. It says, Asif v'zeh kavad ha-mokayim hu. And that's why we say, Shakol bar l'chvaydei. Because everyone's gathered to do the chesed, a dugma of the chesed Hashem did for Adam and Chava, that gathering is a kavad ha-mokayim, because it reminds people of the chesed of Hashem that he did for Adam and Chava. And mainly we make a bracha, Shakol bar l'chvaydei, that the whole gathering here is part of the akol, which is bar l'chvayt shemayim. So maybe that's what the pshat is. That it's also, it's not mamish kavod atayra, but it's kavod to Hashem. The gathering by the chas is a kavod to Hashem, shakol bar lechvaydei, which is deicha talmud Torah. Ken zayin. Now the Nitziv and Roy Meisod, they ask the kasha. First, the Turi Evin himself asked the kasha. The Gemara in the Gilmol and Beis is discussing meis mitzvah and talmud Torah. And the Gemara says that meis mitzvah is better than talmud Torah because mevatel and talmud Torah like tzos hameis. Meis mitzvah is not mashma inyan of kavod atayra b'chlal. A meis mitzvah applies even if a person didn't learn Torah at all, even if he's a loy kari of a loy tani. It's a meis mitzvah, it's a kavod abrius. And the Gemara shtel tzu that I know that it's more important than Talmud Torah because of this dinam of avatel Talmud Torah letzos hameis. So you see, clearly the dinam of avatel Talmud Torah letzos hameis does nothing to do with kavod atayra. The Gemara applies it to meis mitzvah where you don't have kavod atayra. Furthermore, he asked the Rishonim Taisus and the Rishonim say Mefurish, what about Alman the Loi Kari V'Loi Tani? So he says that Kedei Tzarka is less than that. The Rishonim say, Elosh, and there's a minion, you need 10 people. But it's mashman that there is a din of Kedei Tzarka for Alman the Loi Kari V'Loi Tani. You don't need 600,000 people, you need a minion. You need whatever the Tzarek is. And there's no Kavod HaTeir. We're talking about a Loi Kari V'Loi Tani. There's no Kavod HaTeir. Elamaitain is in its sif. It's nothing to do with Kavod HaTorah. It's tam the din that every mitzvah, if you're learning Torah, and there's a mitzvah, it's ef shalasa salidei acherim, you're mevatlin Torah to do that mitzvah. And the chiddush of the braisa is that hatzos hameis and achnasas kal is a vegishtel to be a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvi, which makes it that it's like a mitzvah she'ef shalasa salidei acherim, because you don't have kol tzarka without him. And mevel, it's the pashat din that when there's a mitzvah, she'esh lasa, de'echeim, yimavatel Torah, to do that mitzvah, nothing to do with Kavod HaTorah, as I lent up the Nitziv. And now let's go a little weiter. The Gemara brings Tanner of Shimon Yechei Omer Boyurei Kama Chavivin Yisrof Nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see how Chashiv Klal Yisrael is for a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekavog Meshagolos Shkina Yimoyim. Wherever Klal Yisrael goes into Golos, the Shkina is there. And the Gemara says the Shkina is in the Batik in the Siyas. The Gemara speaks about specific Batik in the Siyas that have the Shkina. But then the Gemara says, Pasuk in Yecheskel Ve'eilam L'mikdash Mat, I'll be for them for a small mikdash. Amar Rav Yitzchak Eile Batik in the Siyas about the Midrash Shebebavel. That's about the Knesset, about the Midrash of Bavel, that's like a small base of Mikdash, has a Shuras of Shechina. Arish Rav, a mind of Siv Hashem, Oinata Yisalanu, you have been a dwelling place for us. El about the Knesset, about the Midrashes. That's about the Knesset, about the Midrashes. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in the Psicha, Asin, Asay Zayin, he brings Rishayim that hold that the Kedusha of a base of Knesset is a din deraisa. It brings the smag and the smack and the ureim that they all hold that the din mikdashi tiro, that there's a din meirim mikdash, that applies to the beis haknesses and about the midrash shebechutzlaretz shebebavel. That's the mikdash ma'at that Yecheskel says. And the mingarai from the Torah is kainim, that it's a din deraisa. Maisi brings the prima godim and simukuf nalaf hinem zon it's the rabbanon. And that could be the mashmais of the Rambam and Ramban. They don't bring this din. It could be they hold that the Teres Kainim is an asmachta, and it's only a din derabbanan. But Al-Kapanim, the Ari Shainim that hold that it's mamish a din deraisa is a Mishkanis Yankiv. In the Chuvis, he says that there's a chiv to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. Even if you have a minion in the house, you mechuyiv to go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven. He brings kamerais, and he says this nekuta that has a din of a Beis HaMikdash. And the base of Mikdash, the base Tefillah, Yikar L'chal Amim, it has a din, it has a Shoras HaShechina. He said, a person has the base of Mikdash down the block, even if he has a minion in his house, Avadis Mechuyiv to go to the base of Mikdash. Same thing a base of Knesses. And the Gemara goes weiter, the Gemara brings Amar Abaye, Meireish have a Gerisna Bebeisa, Metzilna Bebe Knishta. At first, they used to learn Torah in my house. And he said, Daven the base of Knesses. Kevin Ishamas Ladakam Adavit, Hashem Ahavti Maim Beisecha, have a grisim bebe knishta. When I understood what David HaMelech said, Hashem ahavti ma'in beisecha, the Gemara said before, ma'in ata yisalanu, the batim yisiz and batim midrashis, that is a shoras hashchin in the base of Knesses, have a grisim bebe knishta yisalun in the base of Knesses. So the Mashah asks that the Gemara in Brachis, Dav Zayin, says faket. In Brachis says, may reish have mitzilna bebe Knesses. At first he used to daven in the shul. Even the Sheman Alad Amar Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion Kol Mishkanis Yankov, that Oyev Hashem the Batim Midrashis more than anything else, that Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Belam Aladal Amish Alacha Buvand, so Lavim Mitzilna Elabeni Amudi Degarsi. I would only daven in the place where I learn. The steer in the Gemara. This Gemara here says that Abaye originally davened in shul, learned in his house, and when he learned that the Shechin is in the shul, he learned in the shul, and that Gemara says Faket. That Abaye originally davened in the shul and learned in his house, and when he found out that the Oyev Hashem Sharet Tzim Mikol Mishkanis Yankov, that Hashem has Beilomei Dal Amash Halacha, which means Makom Kavun for Talmud Torah, that's the Makom Ashor Shechina B'Zman Hazeh. So then he would daven Bein Emudah Degarsi, which the Chayim means in his house. Mamish Pung Faket. So the Turi Evin says, these are from the Sugis and Meschafis with Talmud. Sometimes you find that the Gemara in one place says one thing, and the Gemara in another place has the same thing, Faket. And he says they're arguing about what the Gemara earlier argued about, which is better, a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. Agama holds a Beis HaKnesses is better than a Beis HaMedrash. The Makom HaShoras HaShechina is bigger than a Beis HaKnesses. So Mel originally, he would dive in the shul and learn in his house. But when he found out that that the Hashuas Hashchina is dafka in the shul, so he went to learn in the shul, but that's the Hashuas Hashchina in the shul. Mashenki in the Gemara in Brachas held faket. Originally he would daven in the shul, learn in his house, but he found out that faket, the Makom Hashuas Hashchina is in the Chodesh Baruch Hu B'Lemel Dalam Shlokal Bavad. The Makom Hashuas Hashchina is the place where people learn. So merely he daven dafka in the place where he learned. Because the Gemara in Brachas holds that the base Medrash is better than the base of Knesses. It's more Shuras Hashchina there. And the Gemara here holds that the base Knesses is better than the base of Medrash. Does look to Turi Evin. But the Mashah is Meramis to a Teretz, which is brought out more by the Netziv, that no, you could shtim the two Gemaras. Both things happened. Because in Agamar it says originally he learned in his house. That Gemara didn't mention his house. So originally Abaye didn't have a makom kavua to learn. He learned in his house, in his dining room. That's not a base medrash. He learned in his house. And he davened in the shul. He didn't see any reason to learn in the shul. He was more comfortable learning in his house. Now that he found the halacha that the shul is the makom ashor sashchina. So adrabba, let's learn in the shul. Let's even learn in the shul. It's better to learn in a makom ashor sashchina. That's one story that happened in Abaya's life. After that story, Abaya got a base medrash. He got a base medrash by his house, or in his house. He had a makom kavua for learning in his house. He had a Beni Amudi de Garsi. So Avada then, he stopped learning in the shul. He learned Beni Amudi de Garsi in his base medrash. Because that much he understood that a base medrash is better for learning than a base knesses. In Agamar, he learned that a base of Knesset is better than a house. But that much he knew, that a base medrash for learning is better than a base of Knesset. But he thought, fine, but a base medrash is the best place to learn. That's the place for learning. But a base of Knesset is still the best place for davening. So in Brachas, he learned, no, that since he has a base medrash where he learns, so that's also the best place for davening. Because I have Hashem Sharet Tzim, we call Mishkanes Yankov, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Shalach HaBuvat. So both Gemara Samus. Before he had a base medrash kavua, so he thought that Avada have to daven in the shul. I don't have a base medrash kavua. But he thought, I can learn in my house. I can learn in a place which is bechlal, not a base medrash or a base knesses. And that he learned, no, since I have a shul that I could learn in, so I should learn in the shul. The shul is a makom ashor shchina. Afterwards, he had a base medrash kavua. That's even better for learning. But he still thought, I should still daven in the shul. Then he learned that no, that if you have a base medrash kavua for learning, that's the best, even for davening, and mainly daven in the Bnei Muda Degarsi in his base medrash. And now let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, Karim B'Parsha Shkolim. So you learn Parsha Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Chal Lihiyos B'Secha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is during the week, Makdim L'Shaver. So then, you learn Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Mafsik the Shabbos Acheres, and the following Shabbos you don't learn anything for the special Kriyas. Bishnia, the second Shabbos after the Hafsaka is Zachar, you learn Parshas Zachar, Bishlishis Parah Aduma, and Berevias Achodesh Azalachet. These are the four Kriyas, the Dalet Parshas that Chazal Masakin to learn during Adar. Now, about Parshas Shkolim, the Turi Megillah is Ma'irmi, that this Kinnira Machlokes Yishenim about what exactly is the inyan of the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. Rashi says, Karim b'Parshas Shkolim, Lo'idia she'yaviyu shekleim ba'adah k'dei she'kivu ba'echad b'nisan mitchum mechadasha. That the purpose of the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim is in order to be able to announce that they should bring their Shkolim. And that way, they'll have the Shkolim in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the Mashmais of the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Mishnah, Tranosim, Be'echad Ba'adar Mishmiyam al Ashkolim. That Be'echad Ba'adar, they announce about the Shkolim. The Gemara has a Kasha Minolan. The Gemara brings of Tavi, Zayis El Shkodesh B'chodshai, that on Nisan you have to bring from the Chumah Chadasha. The Kevin de Benisa Moye Kuvim Chumah Chadasha, Kadminan V'Karinan Be'echad Ba'adar, Kehechad Deleis Shkolim L'Mikdash. Because you have to bring the Shkolim, so male they learn, they read the parsha of Shkolim, so people should bring the Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it says also in the Meiri. The Meiri says that Bezim was Mashmi al Shkolim, and the Mishnah says that they did another Hashma on the Shkolim, they created parsha Shkolim, besides for the Achraza they said in the Mishnah of Shkolim. But the point of the Kriya was to be Machriz on the Shkolim. The Vudaram also, the Vudaram says like this, the Vudaram says that is the difference between Parshas Zachar and the other three Kriyas. The other three Kriyas, the real point of the Kriya was only negated to the Zman HaMikdash. The Zman HaMikdash wanted to make the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim, so people should know to bring the Shkolim. Why did they make a Kriya of Parshas Parah? So people should know to become Tar for the base of Mikdash. Why did they make a Kriya in Parshas Chodesh? So people should know to go to Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Pesach. That's why they made these Kriyas. So, Bizman Azeh, there's really no reason to make these Kriyas. Why do we continue making these Kriyas Bizman Azeh? Azeichel HaMikdash says Avudaram. Mashenkin Parashat Zachar, it's the same Chiyav as Bizman HaMikdash. The side of Parsha Zachar is you mekayin the mitzvah of Schiris Amalek, and you want it to be Samach Lepurim because Samach was from Amalek. The male of the Chiyav has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The Chiyav is Man Azeh is exactly the same Chiyav as it was with Man Beis HaMikdash. That's the end of the Ram. But it's going with the same Yisayid that the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim was another Eifin of being Mashmiya al Shkolim, which they did with Man Abayis, and they didn't want to be Mavat of the Kriya with Man Azeh because of Zechel HaMikdash. Sefer HaChinuch, the Chayr says a different word. The Sefer HaChinuch says, after he finishes explaining the mitzvah of Max HaShekel, the mitzvah of Kafei, he says, actually, by the same Shailun and Mikdash Vele Shkolim, Noga Koli Shol Liskar Adover, Likrish the Basic Nasa Chonav Shalshan of Shana Parsha Zu Shal Kisisa. So he's not learning that the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim was in order you should bring the Shkolim. The Kriya of Parsha Shkolim was Neschadish. When they didn't have the Mitzvah of Shkolim anymore, the Kriya should be a Neshama Parmes of Seinu, which should be a Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Shkolim, a Zechit to the Mitzvah of Shkolim. He says the same thing with Parah Aduma. The Paradumi says at the end of Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Zayin, Nesha Inyan Zeshal Paradumu Dava Godol Bumaseinu, Shaisa Materis Medeitum Achamurim. Very important thing. So Mamel and Nogu call Yisrael Likris Parashas Lubachal Shana Vashana Kaidin La Parashas Achaydish. In other words, now we don't have the Paraduma, so we can't be Makai in the Mitzvah's Paraduma, such a Gavaldiga Mitzvah. So we do a Zechet to the Mitzvah. We do the Kriya, that's our Kiyam, that's a Zechet to the Mitzvah Paraduma. According to the Chinuch, there's never a Kriya to Mashmiya al Ashkolim. Mashmiya al Ashkolim, Bezim was Mashmiya al Ashkolim. The Kriya is a Zecha to the Mitzvah of Shkolim. The Torah Megillah is Medayik that way in the Rambam also. The Rambam Menucha Shkolim never brings a din of Kriya. He just brings a din of Mashmiya al Ashkolim. He doesn't mention anything about a Kriya. The Rambam Menucha's Tvila, by the din of Kriya Satara, that's where he brings a din Kriya. So he starts with saying, Maisha Tikla Misho Shikar Mechal Mayid in Yonai. Moshe made a tekanah that every single mayid, you carry the inyan of that mayid. And he brings down the kriyas of all the mayidim. And at the end, he brings down the kriya of the Dalet Parashiyas. Mashmur also the same vote. It's not the vote that there was a kriya to remind you to bring your shekel. The kriya was a kriya of laying the inyan of the mayid. Could be the Rambam is different than the Chinuch, because in the Rambam it's not only a zechel and mikdash. Could be even bizman and mikdash, they had a kriya. Because since now we're doing the mitzvah of shkolim, is it then to be kair the inyan, just like on Pesach, he kair the nyane Pesach. On Sukkis, he kair the nyane Sukkis. So in Rosh Chodesh Adar, when we're doing the mitzvah of Shkolim, so we kair the inyan of Shkolim. Should be a kriya about the mitzvah that we're doing. Not just the zecha, not just the neshama parvus v'seinu. Bal kaponim, the kriya is a kriya bezunda. The kriya is not the oifen of the achraza. And the same thing paraduma. He brings the kriya here. The pshat is that since they were Isaac then and being matired themselves, they were Isaac in the midst of Paraduma. So they were Kaira, also Indian of being Kaira by Mayat, the Indian of the Mayat. That's the Ram Shita, similar to the Chinuch. That means the Paiskim HaMashma, when the Levush brings down the Dinah Parashah Shkolim, he just says it's a Zecha to the Mitzvah of Shkolim. Mishabur also brings it down that way. It's a Zecha to the Mitzvah of Shkolim. Sounds a little bit like the Rambam in the Chinuch, that the Pshat is that you're being Mekayim, the doing a kriya as a neshama parmes v'seinu of the inyan of shkolim, mekayim the inyan of shkolim through kriya, but it's not mashmir at the vart. It's because there was a takana b'beis hamikdash to be kair the inyan of shkolim in order that they should bring the shekel, and now we continue that kriya as a zecha. They don't say such a thing. The Torah Megillah mentions that l'chayyeh the Gemara's lashon of kadmina v'karina kehecha the leisa shkolim l'mikdash is mashmir klai the kriya was that they should bring the shkolim as erech shtei in the Rashi and the Ritva also mafurish. Like we said, like Rashi and the Meiri and the Avud Aram. But it brings that the Rabbeinu Chananel that we have on the side, he's not Geiris Karinon. The Lashon and the Rach is, the cave in the Be'inu la'kruvim and ha'shkolim ha'chadosh and be'echad nisa ma'kdimin la'shmiya be'echad ba'adah, just la'shmiya. So that would be very good. The Chinuch and the Ram could be Geiris like the Rach, that they weren't Geiris Kadminon ve'karinon. Kadminon to be ma'shmiya. And then the Kriya was in the same time as Ashmo. That's the time they were Isaac in the Mitzvah. That's the time they stelled the vek for the Kriya of the Mitzvah. And it would seem to me, you have this similar machlekes l'gabe Parshas HaChedesh. Rashi says, B'viyas HaChedesh is Elechem. Rashi says, Shisham Parshas HaPesach. David Ram says this Lashon, that it was there, Haskir Esa'am al Aliyah L'Regel. It's to remind the people, in other words, again, the Kriya of the Parshas HaChedesh is in order to tell the people that these are the mitzvahs that are coming up. This is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to bring the Korban Pesach. Shengen the Ran says a lashon that Revi is Chaydish, he says, Mishum is Chaydish Nisan. The reason why I do Parashas on Chaydish is because of Chaydish Nisan. The Levush says a little bit more, Lekadish Chaydish Nisan. But he explains, it's not the real Kiddush HaChaydish, but it's Ke'en the Kiddush HaChaydish. Now, as the Fi Rashi, like the Vidaram explains, the Etzim Kriya is only Shayach Bezman the Beis HaMikdash. The Kriya was that the people should know to bring the Karban Pesach. Today it's B'chal not Shayach the Kriya. We just continue reading Zeichel HaMikdash. But the Fi Leran, and this is how we learn the Rambam, and the Chinuch also will learn that way, even though it doesn't talk about Parashat Chaydish. But that's how he learns Parashat Shkolim and Parashat Parah. Now, if I get that since we don't have any Kiddush HaChaydish anymore, we don't do Kiddush HaChaydish, so for Chaydish Nisan, Chazal stel the fact that we do a Me'ein of Kiddush HaChaydish. But for the Rambam, at least we read the Parashat Minyana of Kiddush HaChaydish. The HaChaydish is El Lechem Resh Kadosh, and that's the ik of the Kriya. The Kazer Eiv HaKadesh, HaChaydish is El Lechem. That we're doing Ke'en a Kiddush HaChaydish. It's like in a Shalma poem, so Seinu, because we're reading about the Kiddush HaChaydish, Kilo, we're doing the Kiddush HaChaydish. Or could be Kriya Minyana Shal Kiddush HaChaydish, because this is the time of the Kiddush HaChaydish, so we read a Minyana Shal Kiddush HaChaydish. But the Yisrael of Parash HaChaydish is the Kiddush of Chaydish Nisan. Not as Rizus as the Hiris that Klai Yisrael should know to bring in Karban Pesach. Same Achloik is like we're Parash HaShkol. And now let's discuss the Kriya of Parash HaZachar, the second Kriya. It's Yenua. Many Rishonim hold that the Kriya of Parash HaZachar is a Chiyav Deraisa. There's a pasuk, Zachar she'asa lecha Amalek. It's a pasuk, you have to remember what Amalek did. And these Rishonim hold that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek means to be kirei the parish of Amalek. Who are the Rishonim that hold that way? It's a Taisus earlier, Daf Yud Zayin Amibes, and the Ritva there, and the Taisus also in Brachas, and Daf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, and the Rashba there in Brachas, and the Rosh in Brachas in the 7th Perek. All these Rishonim mavur that the Kriya has to be Dafka Kriya from a Sefer. They're going on the Gemara there. The Gemara says that Lema Kala Torah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra. And the Gemara is discussing if Kala Torah Kula is B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra or B'Chol Lashon Nemra. And Rashi says it means to read it from a Sefer Torah. And the Rishonim asks, there is no Kriya from a Sefer Torah, which is Deraisa. They have to discuss if it's B'Chol Lashon or B'Lashon Kodesh, with the exception of Parashat Zachar. So you see clearly these Rishonim are saying that the Kriya from the Sefer is Deraisa. And the Makar would seemingly be from the Gemara Nechesim and Aleph. The Gemara Nechesim and Aleph that learns out that Megillah needs a Kriya B'Sefer, Kriya Baal Peh is not Yetza, learns it out from a Gzeres Shava of Nizkarim to Ksav Zay Zikarim B'Sefer. And the Gemara asks Akasha, how do you know over there we're talking about Kriya? Maybe there it's Ian Ba'alma, and the Gemara there says, they learn out from the Pasuk that it says Zachar, you think that it's belief, Samalai Mirei says, Lysishka, Chaman Mekayim Zachar, that it should be Bepet. The Pashas of the Gemara is applying this thing of Bepet to the Zikaran B'Sefer that has to be Bepet B'Sefer by Pashas Zachar, and from there you learn out Megillah. So the Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara is Mashman that the Kriya of Pashas Zachar is Dafka Kriya Mitaycha Sefer. So you could be matcha maybe and say that the Kriya of Parashat Zachar is Bepeh, and we just learn out from the word Besefer that's there by Parashat Zachar to Megillah, but the Kriya of Parashat Zachar itself doesn't have to be Besefer. Like when you see, there are some Rishonim that hold that way. Malkabonim, these Rishonim, the Taisus in Megillah and Brachas and the Ridvan and the Rashbam and the Rosh, they all name that there's a halacha of Kriya mitaycha Sefer midaraisa. And the smack also holds away, and the smack is clear that that's the din kriya that we have of Parashat Zachar, that's a kriya deraisa. Not that we read it before Purim. And as Ayuch state in the Ramban al Torah, the Ramban says to Mahalchim there in the Sukkim by the Parashat Zachar, that he brings down the Torah's kainim that it has to be bepet, and he says, the first sad he says is that it has to be a kriya min a sefer, and he says, and that would be That would tell you that when it says in this Mishnah that Bishniya Zachar, that means Midereisa. Now the Rosh in Brachas sounds like he's saying another Chiddush, an additional Chiddush, that you need a Minyan Midereisa. That's very schwer. Where would it say that you need a Minyan Midereisa? The Chumash Tadashin learned the Rosh that way. The Chumash Tadashin learned up in the Rosh that the Rosh holds that you need a Minyan Midereisa. The Brichadish in Simon Kifman Vav Sifkan Beis, he asks Akasha, why would the Rosh say you'd need a minion? Where would it say a minion midaraisa? The Chreinim learned not like the Chumash Tadashin in the Rosh, the Binyan Shloimeh Simon Zayin, and the Teres Chesed, They learn not like the Rishayim. They're not the Shumas Hadeshim. They learn up in the Rosh. He doesn't hold you need a minyan midiraisa. He just means the Ikka Pasha Zacha is midiraisa. But the minyan is midirabana. The Mishnah Berurah also says that. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tafresh Behei by the Shaar HaTzion, in the Mishnah Berurah he mentions that even if a minyan is midirabanan, but the Ikka Kri is midiraisa, Kri Minasefer is midiraisa, and he brings down that even though the Magen Avraham brings in Shumas Hadeshim that the Rosh holds that you need a minyan midiraisa, he says he doesn't know the Makar for that, then you don't necessarily have to learn the Rosh that way. But that's Lagabi a minyan. Lagabi the din of Sefer Torah, all these Rishayim hold that you need a Sefer Torah in midiraisa. But the Akami Rishayim don't hold that way. The Akami Rishayim hold that the mitzvah of Zachar She'ascha Amalek is not with a Kriya from the Sefer Torah. Marshal the Rambam, the Netziv in Meroi Meisada, and also the Emek Bracha in the Sefer Ben Parashat Zachar, Medayik in the Rambam that there's no din Kriya from a Sefer midiraisa b'chlal. Because the Rambam brings down the din of Kriya of Parashat Zachar and Hilchos Tevilah together with all the other Kriyas. He's not meramez that there's any key in mitzvah to say deraisa with this Kriya. Doesn't bring the mitzvah to say in the beginning of the halachas like he does. He just says dam a Kriya like any other Kriya. Kriya v'nyan ishliyayim, like we said by Shkolim. Mashenken, where does he bring the mitzvah of Schiris Amalek? He brings it in Hilchos Melachim. Lagabi the Melchama, when he talks about the Kriya of the mitzvah to say deraisa, to be Limchos Amalek, he brings down there the chiv of Zechiris Amalek. And in Netziv, in Emek Bracha Medayik, that the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah of Kriya Parshas Amalek, there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Amalek, to remember Amalek, to remember the Maisa Amalek. But the Kriya that we do is not kosher with the mitzvah of Zechiris Maisa Amalek. Zarech the Smag also, when he brings the mitzvah of Zechiris Maisa Amalek, he doesn't mention anything about a Kriya from a Sefer. He just says, like the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to remember. He doesn't say anything about being carried to Parsha. Parsha is the Kriya of the Parsha of Amalek they hold is not their Isa. And it would in the Sefer Chinuch is also that way. The Sefer Chinuch also brings down the mitzvah. He doesn't say anything about being carried from a Sefer. He mentions that when you carry the Parsha of Amalek, you, that is a kiyum of the mitzvah. You are being Zeicher Amalek. But he doesn't say that there's a chiyuv, that the chiyuv has to be from a Sefer. It's a chiyuv to remember, Zehu, and he writes, V'ayvrel Zeh, V'lei Zachab Liba, V'kar B'piv Me Oilam, Asha'os Amalek Asho, B'tel Asay Zeh. If you never mention it, then you mevatel the Asay. He says that, Ulay Noimet, the Minig Yisrael of Leining Parashat Zachar, B'Shamis Meyuchid, is because of this mitzvah. But it's not mashman all that is that you only mekayim the mitzvah, the Kriya from a Sefer. Talmud Yisrael Shayim learned up the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yilches that the Kriya of the Sefer is only by Megillah and not by Schiris Amalek. It's also mavur in the Chumash Hadeshin, a Chiddush, that if you hold it as a Chiv deraisa to hear it from the Sefer, so then you mechuyiv mi deraisa to hear Parashat Zachar every year mitaych haSefer, which is also a tremendous Chiddush. L'chayra, even if you say it's a Chiv deraisa to hear it from a Sefer, but where in the Torah does it say a din of once a year? But the Chumash Hadeshin is more the way. The Chumash Hadeshin is very bothered with people that live in yeshuvim. They live in villages where they don't have a minyan. And they make sure to come in Purim for the minyan. He tells them that you're better off coming Parashat Zachar than Purim. It's more important. If you can only come once, you should come Dafka Parashat Zachar. Because Parashat Zachar is their Isa and Megillah is their Rabbanan. And it's mashma that you not mekayim the mitzvah say deraisa if you don't read it on Parashat Zachar. I saw in the Shaul Tshuva's Torah Chesed that he also is ma'ir to this. He says from the Smak that also says that lein Parashat Zachar is in deraisa, like we said also from the Ramban al Torah, lefidat sad that Zachar bepeh means mi deraisa. So he says the din of Shniya Zachar is in deraisa. It's mashma the kri of Parashat Zachar itself is deraisa, and he says kama achreinim say this. But l'chayr, it's very shver. Where would it come a chiyuv of every year? So he wants to say, could be it's a din of masru akasav l'chachamim. The Torah didn't tell you exactly when to do this kriya, how often and when to do it. But whatever chazal shtel levek, that's how you being mekayim this din of kriyam and a seif, which is the din deraisa, you have to do it the way chazal shtel levek. That is the chiyuv deraisa, to do it the way the chachamim established a din to read it, which is a parasha zachar. And then he brings what Kamach Reinim say, the comes really from Rabbi Shaya Pick in the Sefer Maganisa Tava, but the Chassam Sefer also goes with it, that he brings the Gemara in Brachas, Dafnan Ches, that says that the Shir of Shikha is a year. The Shir of that says, a Mesa's Mishtech Minalev after Yud Beis Chaydish. So the Shir of forgetting is Yud Beis Chaydish. He's a little bothered. L'chayr, that's a mace, that's mishtech min alev. Mechet heis has anything to do with remembering Amalek. But that's what Kama Achreinim say. They bring down from the Chassam Sefer that he used to say by Idyar, since you have 13 months, you have to be mechavin by Parashas Kiseitse, it's a Parashas Zachar then, because otherwise it will go more than 12 months, it will be the Shir Shicha, so you should mechavin a Parashas Kiseitse to be a Parashas Zachar. L'mais in Shulis Chassam Sefer and Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Tez Zayin, the Chassam Sefer says that, forget, that the Shir Shicha by Idyar is 13 months. And he says he has a raya. He's talking about something else there, but he brings a raya because he's Nemzon, that's the pshat by Parashat Zachar. And he says, according to the Bnei Marava, the minig of Bnei Marava, he would finish the Torah every 3 years. So Kumdes, they wouldn't say Parashat Zachar by Ibiyar, not in Beshalach, and not in Kiseitse, one of the 3 years, and then only say it by Parashat Zachar. So how are they Yaitz in the midst of their ice? The ice dies, so Shir Shicha by Ibiyar is 13 months. That's what he says, it's totally in the calendar year. Akabonim, you see, Chloe is going with this thing, with this Shir Shicha being 12 months, that's the Chiv of Parashat Zachar. Omer, it's a little bit shver, because it's a little shver to medamit to the Shir Shicha by a mace. It's more mustarbit to say that the Teres Chetz is Mahalach, it's a Masra Akasla V'Chachamim, and the way the Chom Shtelavek, that's the way you have to Mekai in the midst of say their Isa. Now, on this Nakuda, the Magen Avraham wants to be matzdik the minig of the yeshuvim, of the derfalach, of the villages, that they didn't come in necessarily for Parashat Zachar. What happened to Mekai in the midst of Seder Isa? That he wants to say, because when they come in by Purim, they hear the kriya of Vayavai Amalek. They hear the kriya of the Parashat Amalek there. He says, when it says Zachar she'asa l'cha Amalek, it doesn't mean necessarily this particular Parashat. Any Parashat discusses what Amalek did is also good enough. So, Mela, since they hear the kriya from the Sefer Torah of the parish of Amalek in Beshalach, that's good enough to be eitz in the midst of the Reisa of Skiris Amalek. Thus, state in the Magen Avraham to be matzik the minik. Now, the Emma says you could be matzik the minik another way. You know, as you could say maybe that the Maisa we said, our Kamer Rishayin in the whole that it's not the Reisa, and the din the Reisa of Skiris Amalek is Tam Skiri Bepeh without a Sefer, and the din of the kriya of Parashat Zachar is Tam Kriya Ba'alma. We mentioned the Rambam holds the way, the Smag holds the way, the Sefer Chinuch holds the way. And even if you want to have to be Chayshish for the Raisa, for the Rishonim, like we said, Taisus, the Rosh, the Ridvan, the Rajba, the Smak, that all hold that there is a Chiv of Kriya Parashat Zachar in a Sefer, but it could be like we're saying, there's no Chiv the Raisa of every single year. If one time in the life they heard a Parashat Zachar in the Raisa, it could be that's good enough to be Yetzir the Kriya. Like we said, that Mashal that way, the Chubis Desha didn't hold that way. So the Magen Avraham is saying in Upshat that they are being Mekai in the midst of Parashat Zachar every year by having the Parashat Vayavai Amalek. Al-Kapani being Mekai in the midst of the Raisa that way. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan argue on the Magen Avraham. They ask on the Magen Avraham. They say that part of the mitzvah of Parashat Zachar is to remember not only what Amalek did, but to remember that there's also a Chiyav Limchus Zecher Amalek. That's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not only to remember what Amalek did, it's also a mitzvah to that we have a chiyav limchus zecher Amalek, and that's not mentioned in Beshalach at all. In Beshalach, it's mentioned machay emcha zecher Amalek. Ebishter will do it. It's not mentioned a mitzvah that the Klal Yisrael has to yimei Amalek. So since you're missing that part, you're missing in the schiris Amalek because you don't remember the schirah to yimei Amalek. That's the taina of the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Makar is, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Makar from the Ramban, Seif Parshas Kiseitse, which says it, and Aruch HaShulchan brings the Makar from the Rambam. I want to be matzdik the Magen Avraham. I want to say that you could emison answer the Magen Avraham. Because like we said, there's two pshatim, and what does it mean, what does Teres Kaina mean that the Zechir has to be a Zechir B'Peh? There's a pshat that the Zechir B'Peh means it has to be a Kriya Mitarech HaSefer. And there's a pshat that no, it doesn't have to be a Kriya Mitarech HaSefer. So what does it mean Zechir B'Peh then? So there, the Rambam is mashma, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Hilchas Malachim, that part of the Schiri is, he says like this, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, Tzivonu liska masha asalonu amalek me'akdima lahar alonu. We have to remember what Amalek did. V'shenoyma zeh b'chol eis v'eis. We should constantly be saying it. V'na'oyra nefashis b'mamaram li'lachim boy. And we should be ma'oyra the nefashis to take war on him and to wipe him out. V'nezarizom listening eisai. And we should make sure everyone hates Amalek. Actually, Tishkech, that we won't forget the mitzvah wiping him out, and we won't weaken the sinner. He brings us a free zachar she'asa b'peh l'tishkach b'leiv. Omer, amor ma'amor b'ficha she'chayv v'adam shleitosis in asa me'alavavis. There he makes this big doggish of keeping the sinner alive. And that's what he says also in Hilchos Malachim, a little bit more bekitzer. The Rabban Alatair also, same thing. Rabban Alatair, like we said, mentions both Malachim. He says like this, Lo yedati maya skira zu bepeh. What does it mean that Sifri to skira bepeh? Im lo yemeshe nikra parashas amolik b'tzibur, v'nensinu lemeidim in a teira b'shniya zachar. Is it that you read it b'tzibur, and we see, therefore, min ha-tayre b'shniya zachar, agav, it's mashma like the Rosh, that the chiv tzibur is their isa. Then he writes, v'nachem enai, and I'm learning it means a second shot, shu loy mish letishach mash aslan amalek at shenim kashmei mitachas ha-shemayim, v'nesap ezel lebenenu der esein loyim lem, kach ois talan ha-rosh l'kach l'sevin alimcha ha-shemayi. That we should constantly be talking about it so that it would remain in the national consciousness that us and our children and our children's children will always remember and always have this hatred to Amalek and wipe him out. The Biskirov says in the Chiddush of Aron Rizal HaTorah, and when he writes a little bit on Shmuel, he writes that the site of the mitzvah of Schiris Amalek is, it's part of the kingdom of Mechias Amalek. It's a Agdar in how you're being Mekayim the Mechias Amalek. You're Mekayim the Mechias Amalek by remembering what Amalek did and having the sinner kept alive and being Mechem Machmas the sinner. This mitzvah is a heksha to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, it's Mashma. And that's what's mamish that way in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's what the Rav points out, that before they made the Mechias Amalek by Shmuel's time, where Shmuel told Shaul, that he reminded him of what Amalek did. In other words, that's part of the mitzvah of Mechiyah. So I would want to say like this, the Ramban and the Rambam are going in the Svara that there's no mitzvah to read it b'sefer. There's no mitzvah stam to read the parish in the Sefer. The mitzvah is to remember it. In other words, it should be in the national consciousness. And not only b'lev but b'peh. And that's the way to keep it alive. And there's no set time when to do the mitzvah. You have to talk about it enough to keep the eva alive, to keep the hatred to Amalek alive. That's a chelik in the mitzvah that we have to understand, that this mitzvah is going to lead to the mechias Amalek, to wiping out Amalek. But if you hold like the Rishonim, that there's a mitzvah to read it from the Sefer, that mitzvah is not kosher to the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek. That mitzvah is Zechar Eseshas Lecha Amalek. Remember the Ma'is Amalek. Read the Ma'is Amalek. Be Kairi the Ma'is Amalek. The whole thing of Oirei Vasai is not a chelik of the mitzvah. Be the Rishonim. It might be part of the Tamei mitzvah. It might be part of the Shroshi mitzvah. But it's not the Etzah mitzvah. So Mela, licknished in the mitzvah B'chlal, that you have to read the Timcha Zecher Amalek. Zechar Eseshas Lecha Amalek. Remember the Ma'is Amalek. Not to remember that we have to be Meicha Amalek. Smelly can't ask a question among an Avraham from the Lashon of the Ramban and the Rambam that says that the mitzvah is to keep the hatred alive and destroy him because of the hatred. That's also, if you know there's a mitzvah to read it b'tzibur. That's a pshat that they're learning that Tzchir b'peh means to always keep this hatred alive b'peh so you can be Meicha based on this hatred. But the mitzvah to read it from a Sefer Torah is not a Kriya Balma. It's a Kriya of Pashas, it's a Kriya of the Meicha Amalek. That kriya yaitz even when Pashas B'shalach Tainas the Mogen Avraham. See, this is Mishav another Shaila. The Sefer Achinuch says that Noshim apote from the mitzvah of Schiris Amalek. And he says, because they're not B'nai Milchama. Noshim are not B'nai Milchama. So they're apote from the mitzvah of Schiris Amalek. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch Tzvei Shailas. He doesn't understand the Sefer Achinuch. One kasha he asks is that Noshim are B'nai Milchama by Mechemes Mitzvah. It says, "Klaim a Gemara in Seita that Kol Yaitzim Afil Kal Michupasa." For that kasha alone, a lot of Achrayim say that the Noshim didn't fight exactly; they went to do some service to bring the food for the troops. Or it means Kal Michupasa just means that since the Chasin is Yaitzim Mechedjim, male the Kal is Yaitzim Michupasa. That's not so shvei. But the second kasha yes is Miyomid Beseida Shem Yisbarachem Atam Achmas Anakama Efshik Zeres Akasuv Sheniskus Noshim Ezatam Vanachnu Ein Yaidim. Me'ekateis, it's because it's a chelik of that. It has to only be for someone who's fighting the war. Maybe the Avish has just said to remember it, and we don't know what the time is. As I affect the Minchas Chinuch. And I besage, if loy dershin and tam in the kra, you don't make up time, and then make halach and afkeminis. So mitzvah says, it's ein as man grama. Why should Nashim be part from it? If you do a lot of paiskamol, the Nashim achyavis and mikri migalot. And Pasha Zachar, I mean. The Sefer Binyan Tzion from the Aruch Haner brings their Nassan Adla, the Chassam Sefer's Rebbe said the Mechuyev in Parashat Zachar, the Tshuva Smil Diskin said that way, In the Tshuva's Teres Chesed that we mentioned, he mentions that Noshin should be chayiv in Parshas Zochah if you hold the Zechiv, the right to read it every year. So I want to say, L'chayr, it should be totally in this Shaila. In other words, where's the Sefer Chinuch coming from? To part the Noshim from the Mitzvah Schiris HaMalek, he's learning that the Mitzvah Schiris HaMalek is a Hechshev for the Mechemes HaMalek. That's goof a part of the Mechemes HaMalek. Like the Brisker Rav said, you have to do the Mechemes HaMalek with the Eiv intact. You can't just stop wipe HaMalek. You have to wipe HaMalek from the sin of what they did to us. So I was saying, well, is not going to wipe out a Malik anyway. Noshim on b'nei melchama. So male they're not shaykh to this mitzvah. It's not a vort of time of the crow. That is the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is to remember the sin of Amalek when you, in order to wipe them out. That the wiping out should be mikayach, a national memory of what was done. And that's why we're wiping them out. Like the Rishonim say, like the Ramban and the Rambam say. So whoever's not going to wipe them out is not mechuyev in this mitzvah. Mashengen, if it's a mitzvah of kriya mitaych ha-sefer, the kriya mitaych ha-sefer is not a kriya. It's not directly related to the mechiyas ha-malik. And mela, since it's not a mitzvah seishas man gram, and ashim rosim mechiyavis in the mitzvah of kriya pashas ha-malik. And one more thing about pashas parah. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafresh Pehei brings pashas parah together with pashas zachar. When he says it's deraisa, he says, Yesh Aymrim, that Parshas Parah and Parshas Zachar are both Deraisa. The Beis Yosef brings the Makar to that from the Taisus and Brachas. Now, Kama Achreinim say that Parshas Zachar, like we said, that Kama Rishenim hold it's Deraisa, but Parshas Parah, Kama Achreinim say there is no Shita that it's Deraisa. And Bemis and Staka Tamur, by Parshas Zachar, we have a Pasuk, Zachar Sha'asacha Amalek, there's a Mitzvah Asay of Schira, we have a Taurus Kainim that says the Schira has to be Bepeh. We have a Mashmois, we have a Gemara, that Pashas, the way the Gemara is in Daf Yud Ches, that it should be, you learn that from B'Sefer, that it has to be B'Sefer. Tamela, we have a good Makar to say that the Kriya B'Sefer is a Mitzvah Deraisa. Mashayim Pashas Parah, we don't have anywhere, not in the Pasuk, not in the Gemara, not any Drasha, where does it say anything about having to read the Pashas Parah Mideraisa? It's a Pella. The Beis Yosef got it from he says he got it from Taisus and Brachas. In our Taisus and Brachas, it's not there. Our Taisus and Brachas says Parshas Zachar. And who within Taisus here in Megillah also only says Parshas Zachar. So the Gaon says that he must be that a Nuscha Mutas was Nizdamen to the Beis Yosef, that in his Taisus it also mentioned Parshas Parah, but it was a mistake. And anyhow, there is a tfus, the older tfus has in the Taisus and Brachas Parshas Parah, like the Beis Yosef had. That's what the Taisus the Beis Yosef had. But Zach the Gaon, it's a mistake. That's what a lot of the Achrayim hold. The Magen Avraham holds that way, the Antafish Pehei, the Pri Chadash, Simon Kuf Mem Vav, and Shari Ephraim holds that way. The Chachma Shleimai, the Marshal there in Brachas and Afid Gimel, was Magia the Taisus. He also had the Nusach Vaisus of Parshas Parah, and he said not to be Gerisit. The Lechem Chamudis also there said that. So, Kama Vakama Achreinim, Neman, that there's no such sheet of Parshas Parah altogether. But the Emes is, we have it in the Rishainim. And it's very hard to say that it was a Nusach Matayis, because we have it in Kama Rishainim, which these Achreinim didn't have. In the Ridvan Megillah that we have, he says, Klor Parshas Parah. In the Rajman Brachas, it's there, and the Eliyahu Rabbah already had that, he brings it. And the Chumash Adashin also brought it B'Shem Taisvis, since he had a Tais that way. I mean, we actually have in the Tais Reb Yudah Achasin in Brachas, it says Parshas Parah. Tais Rebbeinu Peretz, this is Parshas Parah. The Tais Rosh has it that way. We have Kama Nuschais of Taisvis that came out from Ksavyan recently. They all have it in Parshas Parah. It's a big Deichik to say they're all in Nusach Mutah. Achrayinim didn't have it. Probably what we have, it does sound like there was a sheet in the Rishainim, Kamri Shain, the Metaisis, the Ritva, the Rashba, that Parshas Parah could be their Isa. But Shreel, like we said, wisdom occurred that Parshas Parah is their Isa. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Chesed Dezach, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, you learn that from the Pasuk says it's Chukas Olam. The Pasuk says it twice. He says that each one tells you a drasha. The first Chukas Olam tells you, even that's not Bezman Abayis, you still, if you have the Eifah Parah, you still can retire with the Eifah Parah. And the second time it says Chukas Olam is to teach you that even if you don't have the Eifah Parah, you still have a Mitzvah Parah Duma. And how you make the Mitzvah Parah Duma without the Eifah Parah? Vice days through the Kriyas of Parasha. As I state in Aruch HaShulchan, the Meshech Chachma in Parashas Chukas says also a drasha. He says like this, he brings it from the Gemara Numa. The Gemara Numa brings There's a pasuk that says kasha also b'yayim ezet tziv Hashem lasas l'chaper aleichem. That's a pasuk by the miluim. By the miluim, that the 7 days that Aaron and Banav had to sit Pesach HaOmoed before they made the Mishkan. So it says there, I think, kasha asa, pasuk says, kasha asa b'yayim ezet tziv Hashem lasas l'chaper aleichem. And the Gemara knew Medarshan's lasas is ma'isa par. L'chaper is ma'isa yayim kippurim. And the Gemara there says that the Mikra parish is ma'akev by the miluim. Because it says, v'yayim ha'maisha la'edah zeh adav shetziv Hashem, zeh adav is lashon of dibur, that the Mikra, the Kriyas, parashas miluim is ma'akev. So, ay bezoi, you learn that from the kasha, also v'yayim ha'zeh tziv Hashem lasas l'chaper aleichem, that the Mikra is ma'akev, who would then by parashas par and parashas yayim ha'kippurim. Now, parashas yayim ha'kippurim, you see, he did read the parasha, the Kohen Gadol read the parasha, and the Achrayim learned that way, that the Kriyas parasha was ma'akev. It was a chi of Kriyas parasha midiraisa. So who then he says the parasha's parah? There's a chi of Kriyas parasha that's ma'akev from this pasuk. Kasha also b'yayim ezet tziv Hashem lasas l'chaper aleichem. That you learn that from miluim. By miluim there's a chi of Kriyas. So mel who then by paradum there's a chi of Kriyas. That's a shteit meshech chachma in parasha's chukas. There's also another interesting dezach, the Sefer Artzis Achayim from the Malbim. In Simon Dalit, he says that there's a pasuk by the Maisa Egel, Zachar al Tishkach Eisashek Safta Shem Lakecha Bemidbar. Now, the same Teres Kainim, you have by Zachar Shalasalcha Malek, that it says, you would think, Belev, Tamalem Le Sishkach, Zamanim Mekayim Zachar Bepet, the exact same thing you have by Zachar Eisashek Safta Shem Lakecha Bemidbar, that it's Belev, it says al Tishkach. So what's the pshat? When do we makayim this mitzvah of schiris ma'isa ego? So zok the Malbim, parashas par is a schir for ma'isa ego. We don't want to say over the ma'isa ego because dusan shal yisrael. The par is mechaper on the ego. Yovei par v'chaper al benot. Rashi has a whole drash in parashas chukas and Ramesh Adarshan how the whole par is connected to the ma'isa ego. The whole par of dum is to mechaper on the ma'isa ego. So, Mel, that's where the mitzvah's kriya is learned out from. From Zechar v'altishka, Eser shek safta, Shem l'kecha b'midbar, that there's a din z'chira of the Ma'isa Egel, Mekayim the din z'chira of the Ma'isa Egel with the kriya's parashas par. That's why it's the Raisa. Don't state in the Malbim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.